Man, it always does that.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
I'm Zigzag.
I'm Rufus.
That was the Blog Talk Radio Weekly Fuck Up. Go ahead and put us back a minute. I hope you're still tuning in, because when it goes to dead air for the first 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds of every show, it's a little frustrating, but it's a trick. It's actually a mind trick that we're playing on you. So deal with it.
We're trying to weed out the people that don't listen.
That's how we weed them out. Exactly. That's, you know what, I don't have time for impatient people in my life, so if you can't wait 30 seconds to get the best hour of fucking radio out there, I don't need your baggage.
Dude, I think you've already had line of the day. I don't have time for impatient people. Dude, that's so fucking ironic. That's a t-shirt. Wow. You've already, show's over. We can't do any better.
Show's over. I don't know if you guys saw in the tag for the show, I put that it'll probably be a great idea for an app or an invention.
I did.
During the show, and we did it.
Man, it's only downhill from here. Why did you start us at the top of the mountain, Double Z?
Dude, you say that every time you say it can't go higher. It fucking hits new peaks. Dude, we're talking like the summit of Kilimanjaro. You know? So, you know what? I saw something interesting the other day, and I don't want to get a bunch of hate mail or hate phone calls because of this, but I actually saw a colored lady with her whole car was dedicated to cats, right? It said, like, I love cats and all that stuff.
Did you say
and I thought to myself,
lady?
You know what? Yes. Yes, the colored lady.
Okay, there's at least three hate mails coming from that. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that. But, and she had this bumper sticker that said, I love my cat, right? And you know what? It never crossed my mind, but I never thought of black people or colored people as being like cat people.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Well, I mean, neither one of them could swim.
You know what I'm missing? Somebody needs to sue Tidy Cat, dude, because every Tidy Cat I've seen, there is never a colored person. Maybe colored people don't know that they're allowed to have cats.
I just can't get over the whole colored people phrase.
Well,
you keep using. Is it 1960?
Am I supposed to say Negro?
Negroid, I think is the correct term. Negroid American, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, Negroid American. Okay, here comes the hate mail.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
We've gone from the peak to the valley pretty fucking quick.
Now you're kind of assuming that every colored person is a robot.
Aren't we all?
I wonder what is the difference between, like, a humanoid and, I mean, I understand the difference in an android. What is the suffix oid mean?
I don't know. That's a good, I don't know. Humanoid. Interesting. That's really interesting. It's strange you bring that up because, oh, God, I'm just almost ashamed to admit this. So I started playing World of Warcraft.
Oh, I wish you never would have admitted that. Now, tell me you were having some World of Warcraft dream that woke you up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, 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 no. But I was noticing today when I was during the sixth hour of playing that I was going after some creatures, and they were described as being humanoid. And that struck me as odd. Like, all these creatures that look, they walk upright on two legs. They're described.
I don't know. I've never seen World of Warcraft.
Something,
I'm not sure
something,
what it is.
Something, something humanoid. Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, wait, because it's humanoid because it walks upright.
Right, right. So I guess that's where the oid comes from. Couldn't there be like bovinoid?
So android walk and right. I don't know. Where? I just android. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Nerds, call in.
I'm sure it makes some kind of sense. I'm sure if you wanted to get into Scientific American or something, it probably would tell you, and it probably means, like, by intelligently thinking, I don't know. I don't know.
We need some nerds and dorks to advise us on this. Call us, 646-478-0616, you geeks. You should have it on speed dial,
yeah.
For God's sake.
Call up. Call us up. If you're president of the math club, go ahead and call us now. We need to talk to you. It's the one time in your life that this may come in useful.
Yes.
So don't waste it. So I thought that was interesting. Maybe if you could fight cats. I mean, cats will fight.
Fuck yeah, cats will fight. Jeez.
Yeah, we had a pretty serious cat fight last night in our garage.
Oh, really?
Here, these neighbor people have this cat. All right, wait. Here we go. The neighbor people had a cat that they no longer wanted, so they came over and gave us a bag of food since the cat hung out at our house anyways because they never had food out for it and were never home.
Okay.
Right? So the cat would just come and hang at our house with, like, our outside cat.
So they gave you the food? They've basically given you the cat.
Yes, giving us a bag of food relinquishes all ownership of the cat.
That's right. You've won the custody battle. They've relinquished
custody. And I thought she was joking. I thought the neighbor lady was joking. I thought she was giving up the food because, you know, she just knew that her cat was eating a lot of our food.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, we don't want another cat or whatever. But that was it. She, like, abandoned the cat. So then, like, a month later, guess what, Rufus? You're not going to believe this.
Uh-oh, what?
She gets another cat. They got another cat, this family.
Wait, she got another cat or she got you another cat? How long until she brings that cat over? She's like, hey, here's
now
the cat.
Now she's not even getting, this cat's not even fixed, right?
Oh, God.
I feel sorry for the cat. It's not the cat's fault that the people are fucking idiots.
Oh, of course not.
You know? And he's just, like, insane and wanting to fight with the cat that used to live in their house. That lives in our garage now.
What a weird, that's like a stepbrother adopted child sort of dynamic.
And she's got, like, two teenage sons who I feel like they, like, sexually molested this cat or something.
Is it declawed?
No.
Ooh.
No, it's not.
Brave teenagers.
Yeah, well, they're teenage boys.
That's true.
Any kind of pussy.
Okay.
Who knows what Who knows what kids are into these days? I mean, people are getting probably so fucking demented in their sexual desires because of the interwebs and all the porn and shit. Dude, yeah. When I grew up, you weren't even seeing, like, a facial in a fucking magazine unless you saw some serious fucking smut. It was like big bushes and natural tits, and you're like, yeah, that's good enough to whack it to.
Yep.
Fuck, this year's catalog was porn.
I was going to say that right now. The lingerie bra section of the JCPenney Sears catalog, kaboom. And as soon as Christmas was over, my parents threw that in the dumpster. Well, guess what came right out of the dumpster and got buried under a tree in the backyard and routinely undug?
Oh, my God. You really had to hide the Sears catalog from your mom?
Well, I'm exaggerating. But I had a...
Are you?
Did you have the friend? I don't know, maybe this is just me. So, like, I lived in... We weren't rich by any means. But a lot of my friends were, like, what you would call trailer trash. Good.
Right?
Good friends, by all means. But they lived in, like, the trailer parky areas, which are always kind of surrounded by bushes and shrubs. And always, I don't know how...
Some people can't see them.
Right. I don't know how this works out, but your trailer trash friends always have this little nook in the forest where there's, like, a fire pit, and they've managed to sneak out porno mags from their dad's closet when their dads are passed out drunk.
That's where they go to get away from the abuse. That's
exactly.
The safe place.
That's where they go to abuse themselves.
That's right, or each other, or someone younger than them, more than likely.
That's right.
Or a small animal, probably. I mean, there's probably many things that are abused. Here's what's funny, is I, like, built this quote-unquote spa trail. I don't know why I'm calling it a spa trail. I'm just doing it to make my wife and daughter crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like, we live in a neighborhood, but there's not a lot of houses in our neighborhood, right? And there's a lot of vacant property.
Mm-hmm.
And my family owns the vacant property. So I made, like, this trail, right, cutting down trees and stuff for, like, a walking trail because it's like, heavily wooded. It's a nice area. And I found someone's safe place, and I was, like, disturbed disturbed. I wanted to, like, knock it down. I wanted to knock it down because I'm like, I don't want fucking little weirdo kids hanging out in my woods, you know what I mean? Who knows what good they're not up to? Remember when we were talking about spying on people when you were a kid, like you would spy on somebody?
Yeah.
And I don't want kids spying on me, and I don't fucking know it.
Getting
old. That's their headquarters.
Getting old. Yeah, ruin it for the younger generation.
Old and smart, though. Not old and stupid like the older generation. Old and smart.
Old man Zag. Here comes old man Zag, damn it.
That's right. Yep. Old man Zag. He's drunk again. Watch out. Get your ass.
He's on a tirade.
Watch out. He's on a bender. I checked his trash yesterday. It was 320 packs.
Oh, my God. Speaking of beer, I recently tried to make a beer change, man. And for
We had talked about that last time. I hope I didn't provoke that by saying something about your beer dedication.
No, no.
There's nothing wrong with brand loyalty.
Well, I went ahead and got some Michelob Ultra.
That's right.
It's low calorie, low carb.
96 calories.
And ain't that great, man. It's
just watered down Bud Light.
It is.
It's one step higher. Yeah, and that's exactly what it is.
But the alcohol content is supposed to be the same, but I drank a few last night. Maybe this is why I woke up at 4, because my body was like, no.
Yeah,
no.
Cravings.
What have you done to me? But
5.0.
But I don't know. It made me feel weird. Wasn't good.
You know what? Dude, I would be surprised to hear that is 5.0 beer.
No, it's that and Bud Light are like 4.2. But really,
why I drank Miller Lite.
The Ultra, it tastes watery. What's weird is it tastes watery, but the aftertaste is like, I don't know, it just makes
bitter.
You feel strange. I don't know. Maybe
I drank Michelob Ultra for a year.
Wow.
So much so that when I requested Bud Light Lime, they invented it. This is crazy, dude.
Uh-oh.
I know you're not going to believe this, but this is a true story. You know, I used to spend a lot of time in my cousin's backyard or back room at his liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
And by a lot of time, I mean like probably 40 hours a week.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like hanging there like 6 days a week. I'm telling this is the honest truth. And, you know, they would have the beer reps come through, right? Like the guys that sold the beer from the distributor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Part of Budweiser, whatever. And I told this one guy, Ryan Evans, and I probably could get him on the show if people want to question this. I said to him, why doesn't someone just put the lime flavor in the beer? You know, this is just when we were drinking Corona one time.
Right.
Right? And like 3 years later, fucking sure enough, Bud Light, it comes out with Bud Light Lime. And
wow.
He had told me that he did report it to one of his people that he worked with. Now, whether that meant anything or not, he didn't know. But he said, I did tell a guy that just when we were having drinks one time.
Wow, conspiracy.
So maybe I did invent Bud Light Lime.
I think you did.
Maybe I did. Prove I didn't.
And what about the salt? They should add salt to it, too, because my dad always used to put salt in his beer. Salt and lime. He'd always put salt and lime. Did they have the salt in the lime beer?
So did I. No, they did not. Because, I mean, you don't want to cut out the people that don't enjoy salt, like people, alcoholics that have high blood pressure anyways. You probably don't want to be encouraging salt use.
Oh, yeah.
Instead, what they did was, next to the register, and I don't know if they have this in Arkansas.
They put allspice in it.
No, they have little packets of lime citric acid mixed with salt that you buy and pour into your beer. That's genius. That's a genius fucking move right there.
Those are pretty good just to fucking dump on your tongue straight.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. But, I don't know why they don't. I mean, maybe it would affect the carbonation in the beer to add the salt too soon, because it does make it fizz up like super huge.
That's true.
That's the only time I ever really put salt in the beer is when the beer seemed like it was flat.
Yeah, I probably have to do it. I do that at restaurants. If I get like a mug of beer, which tends to go flat sooner, then I'll put some salt in there.
And it's probably flat because it's fucking 8 months old.
Yeah, it's from a keg that hasn't even been kicked in 8 months.
Right. Hasn't had a charge. But it's a good question, Rufus, why they don't do that. I like that. I like your train of thought there.
Somebody
what else did we invent?
They should call us, 646 4-6-0-6-1.
Yes. Yes.
The fuck?
Show your humanoid self. Reveal your humanoid self. So we had quite a cold snap up where I'm at, dude. It went from like being somewhat warm to like super fucking cold again.
Strange things are afoot on the planet Earth, but yeah. So dude, tell me about it, because we've had a wet snap, lots of rain.
Yeah. What about some tornadoes? And now I don't know how close you are to Texas, but you're pretty far away from that action.
Yeah, we're pretty far away from that. But in terms of rain, dude, it's rained more here than it ever did in Nicaragua during the fucking rainy season, man. Our pond is like almost overflowing.
Really?
Yeah. But what about you guys?
Is there fish in your pond?
Yeah, we got bass and minnows and all kinds of turtles and shit.
That's pretty awesome, really, dude.
I've tried to catch a few. Catch and release, of course, because I'm not going to mess with
right.
that.
And I don't even – you know why I don't like fishing? Because I don't like touching fish at all. And
I don't mind touching fish.
Getting a hook out of their mouth is like fucking the scariest thing ever. I don't care how small the fish is.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. First of all, I don't mind touching fish, but I really hate touching bait. Bait's fucking disgusting. But they make hooks for catch and release that don't have a barb, and they just slip right out. And, like, we took all our hooks that do have a barb, and I pounded them down smooth with a hammer so that if we caught one, it would just come right out. But still, we suck as fishermen, me and my boy. We've caught no. I've cast
how do you
do a grip of 20, and they're just like, no, not interested.
How do you bait a hook that has no hook part, I guess?
Well, I mean, when you got a dead worm, and then you lace the worm on there.
Tie it around through there, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Just impale it a few
times. Yeah, let me tell you why I have my fish-o-phobia.
Oh, let's have it.
Growing up one time, we went fishing, and there's actually, I got a picture of it somewhere. Maybe if I ever thought about it, I would put it up on the website. But I was like 6 years old, and we were fishing in Florida, and we caught this fish, and they wanted me to like take the fish off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to do it, and of course the fish's spiny fin on its back cut me and freaked me out.
Well,
so and then another time when I was like 20, I touched a fish, and the fucking thing, the fin cut me as well.
Damn! Well, see, that's why fish need to be killed. They're a danger.
That's why I love eating fish.
Yeah,
I like to eat it, and then I like to pee on the bones.
I like to put the bones in my pee-pee because they're so tiny and bendable.
If you've ever done that, call us at 646-478-0616 because you are a fucking freak.
You're a freakoid.
Yeah, see? There you go. There it is again. I mean, we can just make up random words. Dogoid.
A dog.
The Noid. Remember the Noid?
Well, that was Domino's.
Domino's Pizza.
Domino's Pizza.
I know what it was all about. You know, was the Noid just like paranoid? Maybe it's like because didn't he seem like he was on meth or something?
I think he was annoyed, or that's how he made me feel, was annoyed. I was like, oh, fuck, fucking Noid.
Not the Noid, a Noid?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I had I'm surprised this game was. We should do a bit where we invent a game instead of Yahtzee. It's called Nazi.
Oh, man, that sounds great already. How's it go?
Nazi! Look, Rufus got three panzer divisions and I don't know, Anne Frank's something or other.
It's like a cross between Risk and Nazi, except it's all SS and brown shirts and the Axis powers. And you win by exterminating Jews?
That's, yes. I mean, not that that's funny, but I think it'd be a great way for people to learn history.
Yes, it would.
If anything.
By competing to destroy Jews.
It's so, did like ISIS and them, what is their stance on Jews? They just hate Americans, or do they like hate Jews and stuff too?
They hate everybody who's not ISIS. And they even hate some people that are ISIS. They're just fucking psychotic. They're animals.
Now,
they're
Muslims,
fucking barbaric animals.
Are they Muslims?
Yeah, I mean, they claim to be like the ultimate Muslims. You know, they've established the caliphate. They're like, you do shit our way.
So
or
what
you're
is
fucked.
A Muslim? Is a Muslim a Buddha guy, or what does a Muslim believe in? Allah, right?
Yeah, Allah. And
so, and Allah is essentially Buddha, or What is Allah exactly?
No, it's not a Buddha thing. Buddha thing is all chill and cool.
Right, that's true. I was just thinking that.
Islam comes from the whole Abrahamic religion that is Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And to them, Muhammad, or Muhammad, whatever the fuck his filthy shitbag name is the true, he's their version of Jesus. Is he a real person? They believe in, yeah, he was a real person. He was an actual person, and he fucked and raped like
around
seven,
like the time
seven
of
to nine-year-olds. He took like nine-year-olds as brides and raped them and shit. But then he told everybody else how to live.
Like thousands of years ago or like fucking 10 decades ago or something? Or like...
Well, I mean, if you want to talk scientifically and historically, nobody fucking knows because it's all made up bullshit.
Okay. Well, that's what I meant. I thought maybe he was a real person, like Napoleon or somebody.
Well, no, he was a real person, but like the texts written about him that people base their lives on, you know, how much of that is bullshit or not. But apparently he was a contemporary of Jesus. And Islam recognizes Jesus, but they say, no, he was just a prophet. Muhammad's the real fucking deal. He's the guy, you know, we're going to burn you.
So really, Muhammad was like the local Jesus guy.
Yeah, he was like Jesus.
Like Billy
is like,
Graham.
Jesus is like Six Flags. Muhammad is like, you know, the shitty carnival that comes to town every 2 months.
But the deal is like Jesus is Disney World and Muhammad is like, let's say, the Disney World of shitbag nations or something. He's just like, they're like, hey, you know what? Jesus is too far away. We're not going to deal with Jesus. We got this guy, Muhammad, who kind of wants people to follow him. So we're just going with what he says. It's more convenient for us.
But their interpretation of it is pretty fucking severe. I just read a thing today that these ISIS guys are punishing women for breastfeeding in public. You know, even though they're doing it like under burqas and shit, they're arresting this woman, taking them to this quote unquote court, and then like mutilating their fucking tits and shit so they can't even breastfeed anymore.
See, I heard that they were milking them and selling the milk on eBay.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing that too. There may be. Yeah, I can't respond to that.
They have a bunch of. They also have a bunch of pregnant rats that they're milking as well.
That's from The Simpsons. I caught that reference. Is that the episode where Bart looks at his carton and it says Malk?
Yeah, probably it is, yes. Can you believe The Simpsons is still on, dude? This is so sad too because Rufus, I haven't seen an episode probably in 10 years.
I watched a recent episode, like a new episode, and it sucks so fucking bad.
Did it?
Well, it's been so, like, filtered. It's written by people now who grew up with it over 20 years, and they're like, we have to make it like The Simpsons. And so it's
now we have to overdo it.
Hard. Yeah, it's way heavy-handed and just sticky, and it's really not good.
I'm going to go out right now and say that my favorite sitcom of all time is Doug Heffernan.
King of Queens?
Yes. Fucking show, dude.
I do.
I can totally relate with the way I think that Doug thinks.
It's the perfect, blue-collar, real guys, fucking just dude perception of the fucking world. Yeah, I agree with you.
I know. What a great slant on doing a comedic bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not really an act. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like normal shit that I think about, which is insane, probably.
Exactly. No, I've always loved
it. I was actually the original Doug Heffernan.
I can see that. I could totally see that.
And, yeah, we're about the same size.
Zigzag Heffernan.
And he might have more hair than me lately. So, yeah, get a team on Nazi, the board game, please.
Nazi. That sounds like something that the Impractical Jokers guys would make two of the other guys play. That they'd make them play it in like an airport gate surrounded by people, so they'd have to shout, Nazi!
Nazi! Have you ever played Yahtzee? I played when I was a kid, I think, but I don't really remember how to play.
Yeah.
I think it was originally, it was like a gambling game, did it not? Like some kind of gambling, because when I got older, I know we used to play a game called Ship Captain Crew for money, but it was exactly like Yahtzee.
I remember playing Yahtzee a lot when I was a kid with my mom. My mom really liked it. But there's, like, paperwork and math involved. I mean, it's yeah. like you've got to keep track of numbers and do math, and you fill out a fucking spreadsheet. It was still fun.
I remember when I was a kid, when I went bowling as a kid. Did you ever go bowling as a kid? I was in a bowling league, and we had to learn to, like, keep score for bowling. And it was, like, the hardest fucking thing ever. Basically, when you start getting strikes and spares and carrying over spares and shit, it's like you need a fucking... So we go bowling like a couple weeks ago, and it's all done automatically. I'm like, man, this is awesome. I probably would have had bowling as a better hobby if I didn't have to do work trying to bowl.
Yeah, I've never bowled at all.
You have never bowled?
I've never bowled once in my life. I've gone to bowling alleys for the bar and the pool tables, but I've never actually bowled, never.
Did we probably went down to Showplace Lanes, or what was that? We had some beers at the bowling alley down there.
The bowling alley bar.
Yep. Did I tell you, or did you get my text that I was watching a couple minutes of Independence Day, and I couldn't help but think of me and you going to see Independence Day at the movie theater on South Congress?
I did get that. And look, first of all, I have to apologize if I missed any messages. I got a new tablet. And so since I've been using this tablet, I haven't needed my fucking phone, but the problem is my tablet doesn't get, like, messages. So I missed it. But I did see that. Yeah, I do remember seeing it. They're making a sequel Independence Day, by the way, right now.
That's necessary. You know what? I saw they were remaking Poltergeist. It's coming out, like, next Friday.
That's a shame,
and,
dude.
Really? I was, like, mad. I yelled at my wife, I think. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I mean, there is... No one can write an original fucking script that gets funded. Why are they remaking a movie that was already made?
The movie Poltergeist, as is, the original one from 82 or whatever, is still one of the scariest fucking movies I've ever seen in my fucking life. There was no need. I've seen the
preview. Yeah, if you want to see a scary movie about Poltergeist, just watch the original Poltergeist.
Yeah, but there's no reason to remake it, and I've seen the trailer.
There's no special effects. I mean...
No.
It's all about fucking special effects, I guess. This is the deal, dude. They're going to make the storyline worse, but the special effects better.
But they won't make them better because...
Yeah, I mean, there's no need for them. It's like a brain fucker. That's all you need is your brain to think up the little tiny details. You know what I mean? Oh, Hollywood.
It's funny you bring this up because my son right now is watching... And I was watching it with him before the show, the original Ghostbusters from 1984. And they're also quote unquote rebooting that. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? It's a perfect movie. Why?
What? This is would you touch a fucking role in that movie with a 10-foot pole if you were like a actor with a name or even maybe an up and comer? I would be like, you know what, you're not gonna fucking compare me to Bill Murray in Ghostbusters, because no one's going to be able to fucking pull it off.
No. And it's so well done.
Like
it's
the guy,
smart and
the guy
witty.
Who tried to copy Bill Murray, you know what I mean? That's who you're going to be.
What I noticed that I guarantee you, so like the old movie, the original one, has got a lot of wit. Comedy movies from the 80s are notorious for this. A lot of wit, a lot of really subtle fucking jokes. The new movie, I guarantee you, is going to be nothing but farts. And pratfalls and stupid, insipid fucking slapstick bullshit. But why, dude?
Jim Carrey, I mean, that's like making Dumb and Dumber 2. Why? I mean, I'm sure they had to throw $20 million at fucking Jim Carrey alone. And did it ever even come out to the regular theater?
Yeah, but at least I haven't seen it. But at least those guys were in it.
It's an original, right? Yeah, I mean, I will give it that much credit.
In the new Ghostbusters, it's actually going to be an all-female cast, and it's going to be all modernized. And I'm like, well, fucking why? Why the fuck would you?
So there will be no Gozer.
She'll probably be a Negroid.
Probably.
See how I brought
Stay
it back?
Pop Marshmallow Woman.
I brought it back to the beginning. That's pro radio right there.
Nicely looped. That was professionally done.
Put a bow.
What show am I on? What show is this?
The best show on the planet.
That's right. The only show on the planet. The only. You know what? What's great about our show? We're not doing the same show every fucking week.
No, we're not.
We should go back to the archives and remake a show from early 13.
We should reboot it. We should reboot it, one of our older shows.
Give it a second life.
But you
just read. All we'll do, dude, is read the transcript from the show on the show.
Right, but I'll be you and you be me.
And I wonder if it, there you go. And I wonder if it'll be as good.
No, I couldn't be as good
as you.
You
could probably do a pretty good me. I could see you doing a good me.
That's what she said.
I'm so one-dimensional.
Yeah, you're not complex at all.
I'm not. Only in the tortured realms am I complex.
Wow.
In the ways I was abused.
Uh-oh. Man, I don't want to go down that wormhole. That's what he said.
Yeah, me neither, dude. Me neither. That's why I drink and smoke weed. Forget that wormhole. That wormhole doesn't exist. There ain't no wormhole there. But there's a nice safe place over here. It's called Hyper Sloth Happy Hour.
That's right. Give us a call, 646-478-0616.
How are the horses doing, by the way?
They're doing good. I extended their fenced-in area. What a pain in the fucking ass. But I tripled the size, basically.
Really?
A lot of fence building.
So they got like a whole acre to themselves?
They got like an acre and a half to themselves now, including the pond. They now have the pond.
What?
Yeah.
What if they fall in?
It's not that deep. They swim in it. I mean, they like the pond. It's
Shut up. Sort. They do?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they get.
Oh, that is fucking cool, dude.
They wash off. It's not deep enough to swim. But they'll
right,
step
but
in
they
and wash
wade
off.
Through it.
Yeah. But they need more room.
Cool.
I built that original pen from one horse, but you got to have two. They're social animals, so I extended it, gave them the pond so we didn't have to worry about water in their trough. And, they love it.
Did the people who lived before you, did they have horses?
I don't know. Not the people who live like directly before us, but I'm not sure how long this property has been infested by other people who aren't as awesome as us. But there was no
obviously since its origination.
That's right. But there was no fencing at all to speak
of. Early 1800s.
So I don't think anybody had any kind of horses on here.
How about a fire, dude? Tell me about having your burn pile.
I burned it.
You did not.
I did.
Congratulations.
I had to because it falls in where I built the fence extension. So I was like, I got to burn this now. So a couple of weeks ago, I burned it. Went well. I mean, it was a huge pile.
It's been, like you said, it's been raining a lot, so you didn't worry about catching the neighbor shit on fire.
So
how long did it take, dude? Was I right? Did it go super huge at first and then, like, burn down to nothing to where it got disappointing?
Yeah. It did blow up like a big-ass fucking college football game playoff bonfire and then it went
What's
down
so funny
cold.
Is there's always, like, that split moment, at least for me anyways, when I have my big burn pile, which I do, like, once or twice a year, depending on how much crap I can accumulate. But there's, like, that point where I'm like, oh, my God, dude, this is too big. What? It's out of control already. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
There's, like, a very fine point, and then you're like, it starts to die down, and you're like, woo!
Yeah, I did. I had the spray nozzle on the hose, and I was like, I was a fireman, dude. I was a junior fucking fireman, just waiting. Every spark that went, I was like, pew! The spark, oh, pew! And I was running around the whole fucking thing, and eventually I was like, it's not going anywhere, whatever, I'm going to go inside. And I went inside and just looked at it through the window.
You know what, I this is going to sound sad, but what I like to do when I had my quote-unquote burn pile...
Uh-huh.
Was get a cooler full of beer and sit out there and keep an eye on it and proceed to drink like 18 or 19 beers in about 4 hours. But no one, you know, I was being responsible because I was watching the burn pile.
Sure.
Not that I wasn't so drunk I could have tripped probably face first into the burn pile and came out unscathed.
Well, you would have come out a very scarred figure, but at least you would have probably been laughing.
I was at a party once, dude. They had a big bonfire, right?
Uh-huh.
And this fucking, there's a guy there that's like a 20-year fucking fireman, okay? And this 20-year fireman, dude, they got this big fireman. He goes to move a log, and he's like so drunk or on drugs or whatever that he picked up a fucking orange-embered log with his hand and
what?
Got a third-degree burn on his hand, and they had to call an ambulance. He's a fireman. How would you ever fucking live that down?
He was drunk to the point where he's like, I know fire like nobody else. Give me that goddamn log. Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm seeing double. I think I picked up the hot one.
Wait, this log is orange.
Wait a minute. Orange is orange hot? Orange isn't hot. What a dipshit. Do you ever have anything happen like that? See someone do something like that? It's disgusting. Man, dude, you can smell the burning skin in the fucking air. It smelled a little bit like bacon.
Actually, as soon as I went, I thought, well, actually, that probably smelled pretty good.
Yeah, like, just burning fat.
Let me give you a hand there, bud.
Okay, give me five.
I'll just eat that burnt skin right off your palm.
Dude, literally the skin was hanging off of his fucking hand. It was disgusting.
God.
I mean, he held it for like 15 seconds or something, or like 10 seconds at least. Good stuff, Maynard. Remember Maynard?
Maynard.
What was that from? Good stuff, Maynard. I'm going to have to look that up. That's from a Skippy commercial or something, or a peanut butter commercial. Good stuff. Spell Maynard for me. There's all kinds of ways to spell Maynard, isn't there?
M-A-Y-N-A-R-D. Maynard.
Malto Meal. There you go. You don't remember that commercial?
I don't, but I do remember Malto Meal.
Yep. Good stuff. It's good stuff, Maynard. The worst fucking commercial ever. No wonder that no one ate fucking Malto Meal.
Oh, my God. Malto Meal. What was Malto Meal? I mean,
it's like having gruel for breakfast.
It is. It is. It's like, can I pretend to be an orphan this morning, Mom?
Oh, that'll be so sweet.
Orphan food.
Let me out of my cage. I'll wake up and you can put me in a cage and then feed me some Malto Meal.
Yeah, it's like gruel or slop. Does it come
and
like,
then I'll sing.
Do you serve Malto Meal in a trough or a bowl?
No, it comes in one of those dishes or those trays like they use in prisons. Like the formed tray.
You slide
like
it
everything
under
has a little spot.
You slide it under your kid's door. Here, eat your fucking Malto Meal.
Exactly. Right before you hand them a bucket and a couple of scrub brushes.
That's right, a sponge and some lye soap.
And that kit to make 500 wallets to sell on eBay.
Here's some leather. Make me some money.
Get creative. You want to eat tonight. Dude, I find that fear brings out the creativity in most people.
It does. It does.
Fear is a great motivator.
It is, absolutely.
Ask the IRS.
Fear is a great motivator. Man.
So do you think that ISIS was here? Have they really made the connection between ISIS and these goofballs that were in Dallas, or is that just ISIS reaching out? I didn't really follow up on that.
I don't know. It's ISIS kind of overstepping their bounds. Just yesterday, there was ISIS. Oh, my God. It was a Drudge Report, and every fucking major news headline was ISIS, like, posted on Twitter, we're going to bring down a whole bunch of important websites in the U.S. at 2 p.m. Eastern. And I read this headline at, like, 4 p.m. CST, and nothing had happened. So
it was supposed to happen today?
No, yesterday. It was supposed to happen at 2 o'clock Eastern yesterday. And by the time I read it, that was like 6 hours past due and nothing had happened.
Did you secretly hope it was going to happen or not?
Yeah, a little bit, to get people riled up. But at the same time, they're not really that fucking sophisticated. I mean, they're good at rounding people up and
they'd have to be doing it on like some Nokia 4700 telephone
right.
Twitter somehow.
Well, already Anonymous, you know, the huge group of anonymous people that are like fucking crusaders for right have already like waged war against ISIS. So even if ISIS like got a foothold in some internet thing, ISIS probably came down and like smacked them and was like, fuck you idiots.
I mean, Anonymous would crush them?
Oh, yeah, easily. Anonymous could crush anybody. That's why I love Anonymous. I love
who
you,
is
Anonymous.
Anonymous?
You, that question can't be answered. I mean, like, really?
Do you think anybody would ever come forward? Why don't we just go forward and say, hey, it's me and Rufus. We are the two people behind Anonymous.
Because I don't think there's any one or two people behind it. And if we did, if we came out and said that, which we're not, then the Anonymous team would destroy our lives forever so that they could remain anonymous.
No, then we would say it just was a setup.
Yeah, if we recovered.
The government setting us up.
Well, the government does that anyway without Anonymous.
Just ask the IRS.
Just ask Alex Jones.
Esquire?
The fourth.
Who is Alex Jones? BTW.
Who is Alex Jones?
Yes.
He's that nutbag that had that conspiracy theory cable access show that we watched a couple of times at Roehampton.
Oh.
And now he's fucking a huge multimillionaire fucking media magnate.
Of course he is, dude.
Oh,
of course,
man.
You know why? Think about it. We watched it at Roehampton. So obviously, even as ridiculous as it was worth watching. So he just figured out a way to fucking monetize it.
Oh, yeah.
And get tons of people watching.
The internet's
the
best thing.
If you could sell a commercial for fucking one of those emergency kits or whatever for fucking during Alex Jones,
yep.
Hell, I'd be on board.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean?
But,
wow, what a fucking smart guy.
He is smart. I met him once. I've seen him a few times in person, but I met him because he's from Austin. He's, you know, lives in Austin.
Right.
You know, real nice guy in person. But, yeah, I think he's reached the point where he did believe, and I think he does believe in some weird conspiracy shit, but I think a lot of it at this point is just sustaining the brand and the influx of shit.
Right.
Cash.
How much farther can he go? And if you don't have to, why keep coming up with new shit? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that guy who did Dianetics. You know, give him the answer at some point. You don't have to be so fucking outlandish and try to keep growing the lie.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everything needs like an end point, if you want to call it that. Alex Jones. You remember those old music shows that used to be on in Austin? Like the MTV type shows? That guy Dave that used to go out and like tape those metal bands?
No,
like
I don't.
The back room and shit?
Vaguely.
What?
Very, very vaguely.
You know, oh my God, I used to watch those shows religiously.
Wow.
What was the name of the show? Oh, yeah. Well, you were always out doing something super important on Friday and Saturday night. Some of us were just at home stoned to the bejesus.
I was probably at the back room getting filmed by this guy, Dave, because I was rocking out.
You probably were. You were rocking out with your cock out.
Yeah, I was playing slide guitar with my penis.
You were. It was hard. You were just had a glass jelly jar over the end of your wiener.
That's
and we're
right.
Rubbing it up and down the neck.
It was a pickle jar.
It was a pickle jar?
It was a pickle jar. I could barely get that penis out of it most nights.
Barely get it over the head.
Yeah, I needed help. My roadies had to pull the
car
under my penis so I could play slide.
I thought
it
was that guy Dave with the camera.
Well, he held the camera with one hand and somebody put a pickle jar on my penis with the other.
Wrestled your pickle jar with the other. Ah, pickle jar, how fitting. So to speak.
That's right. That's why they call me the guitar gherkin.
Oh my God! You should make a t-shirt with a pickle wearing a red bandana playing a guitar. And call it
the Guitar Gherkin.
Why don't we should write a whole cartoon about the Guitar Gherkin? Build a character around it.
We should.
Gary the Guitar Gherkin.
Gary the Guitar Gherkin. Woo. That'd make a great pop-up book.
Whoa, I like it.
When was the last time?
Vlasic. Maybe we get Vlasic to sponsor us.
To sponsor us, yeah, that stork or fucking crane or whatever is
going
to be a fan.
We'll have Gary impregnate that stork dude. What really was the point behind the stork exactly? I liked the stork, but I never really
I don't either, because what does it add to the, what's the catchphrase? It's like, it's nothing as crispy as a crispy gherkin from
Vlasic. Nothing crunches like a Vlasic or something like that.
Right. Storks don't even have teeth.
Right, and they surely don't eat pickles.
Fuck no.
What does a stork eat? Bugs, probably?
Fish?
Crayfish? Does a stork eat fish? How big is a stork, really?
Vlasic has a page on their website, Meet the Stork.
Oh, let's hear about him. What's his name? I'm going to say Scotty Stork. Storky Stork?
Let's see. What does a lovable stork with a Groucho Marx voice have to do with selling pickles?
No, it does not say that.
Some say about the same thing a cheesemaker has to do with pickles, but others say that since the national birth rate was dropping... Whoa, what the fuck are we getting into? This is on their website.
Whoa!
Concerned... Since the national birth rate was dropping at the time, concerned Vlasic managers simply offered the stork an opportunity to deliver pickles since babies were in such short supply. Oh, my God. So the stork was out of a job because there were no babies to deliver, so it was like, yeah, I'll deliver some pickles.
So they go down to the unemployment line and, like, pick up the first hobo-looking stork in a soup with a bowl of soup?
Probably covered in fleas and nits.
Lice. Probably drunk.
Yeah. He probably just got back from a hard night hanging out with Heckle and Jekyll, and he's like, yeah, I'll deliver some pickles.
I'll do it. I'll take that gig. I'm about to lose the nest.
Wow.
So that, really, I can't, that it makes even less sense now than it did when I wasn't even thinking.
It does. Wow, that was written by an intern who was hungover or still high.
They're like, make up a stork story. Damn it. People are asking, what's the stork's backstory? Did he have a real name? Is it like Glenn Q. Stork or something?
I don't see a really. Meet the Stork in 1974. A wisecracking Vlasic stork flew out of America's television screens with the message that crunchy Vlasic is the best tasting pickle I ever hoed. And
a minute. It's a Vlasic stork is a kind of stork?
Is it? No.
Is
it's going to be
read?
A brand.
That's how you made it sound.
Well, that's how it read.
A Vlasic stork?
A wisecracking Vlasic stork. Well, maybe there is a Vlasic stork. No. No, I see no reference to an actual animal called the Vlasic stork.
Well, there's a picture of the dipshit. The best station pickle I ever weighed. That's what I think of the Vlasic stork. He does have his own Twitter handle, though. Let's see. You want to see? Let's see the last thing that the Vlasic stork tweeted. You ready?
He tweets. Okay.
Yep. Here's a recipe, a hashtag recipe, for those who love pickles and bacon on their burgers. So basically, everybody, Tex-Mex bacon chili pepper burgers.
Oh man.
A fully stacked cheeseburger is the best way to welcome in April. The stork only tweets once a month. Wait, you know what? This is crazy. The stork was tweeting every other day, every third day, until it apparently took all of April off. And it just tweeted again today.
They fired their social media manager and just hired some new 14-year-old to take it over.
I think the crow was the old media manager, and the crow just seemed a little lazy, if you know what I mean.
So they've
moved on.
Did they fire
probably a robin
and hire Jekyll or Woody Woodpecker?
If it's just me, I actually liked Woody Woodpecker, but sometimes I wanted him to, like, get hurt.
He was always the instigator.
Wanted him to be smashed. Yes, he was. No doubt about it.
Yeah, he was always the troublemaker, so he kind of had it coming.
Like him and the Chicken Hawk. I always wanted the fucking Chicken Hawk to, like, get killed. That little Chicken Hawk. God, I think he's... I bet the Chicken Hawk is the most hated character from... Was he a Mary Melodies character?
Mm-hmm. Looney Tunes, Mary Melodies, yep. Yep.
Looney Tunes, yeah.
Foghorn Leghorn. This is...
So I bet he was the most hated.
I fucking hate his ass, for sure.
So what exactly is Foghorn Leghorn supposed to be? Are they like East Coasters or something? Is that why he talked like that?
No, he's a rooster. All those characters were like Southern Georgia types.
Is it? I couldn't remember if he was... Yeah, I guess he is Southern. I say, Rufus. Is that him? Was that him? Was that the right guy?
I see. You know, it's funny. I kept thinking about Foghorn Leghorn building this fence because I'm dealing with barbed wire, which is a fucking pain in the ass. And God damn it, if every time I didn't stretch a wire and have to wrap it around a post, it would get tangled and I'd have to untangle it, but the barbs kept getting caught. And I thought it would be a great Foghorn Leghorn line talking about Mother Hen, who was the hen. He was always kind of stuck up and snotty.
Right. I hated Mother Hen.
Right. If like a good line for him was, she's about as fun as untangling barbed wire. I see.
Nicely done.
It kept me
would have been funny if, now, why didn't they ever have the Chicken Hawk trying to eat Mother Hen? Or was that taboo at the time?
Yeah, that was probably taboo.
You know what I really wanted, though? You know how they used to have that poor dog would, like, somehow he would run to the end of his rope after Foghorn Leghorn, like, spank him with a fucking
2x4
board or something? Yeah. Tell me that. I always wanted that fucking dog to get loose and kill Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, he'd decimate the whole fucking coop.
Yeah. Speaking of coops, what do you got going on in your chicken coop?
The coops, we got the chickens up. We just put the chicks out there last night. They made it through the night. And I just fed them a couple hours ago. They're cool. I mean, they're about that big, tiny.
Well, you had one that was still alive, though, right? I thought it killed all, your dog killed all of them but one.
We had, goddamn, how'd it go? We had six. We put
four
out there. And kept two back because they were too small. The dog broke in, killed all four of those poor chicks. And then throughout the night, we didn't even do anything with them. We just woke up the next morning, they were gone. So coyotes or possums or whatever took them away. So we reinforced the chicken wire around, and we got six new chicks. Now we had eight.
Right.
And we've been keeping them on the back patio. Well, one of them escaped the back patio and hasn't been seen since. So now we're down to seven. And we just put those seven in the reinforced coop last night, and they're totally fine. They're all right. They're doing good.
So what did you do exactly to reinforce the coop?
Well, the chicken wire was too wide and too thin. So we had like a
two-inch
hole.
Two-inch in the wire.
Right. So the stupid little dachshund could just get his nose in there and bend the shit out of it. But we use 1 inch with thicker wire, and now he's fucked this stupid dog.
Oh, he'll find a way. He sounds like a wily little cuss.
I think he'll start digging under it, and we'd have to do something about that.
Yeah. Does he just roam out in the yard during the day, or do you guys keep an eye on him?
Most of the time we just let the dogs wander in the yard or the woods or whatever, and they come back at night to come inside.
Right, when they can be bothered with you?
Yes.
Go ahead. Now pet me. I've been out all day killing chickens.
Yeah, I've killed all of your livestock and chickens. I've been kicked in the head by a horse four times.
So, what else going on? You know what we should do? Why don't we do Billy Corgan in the news and see what's going on with Billy Corgan?
Yeah, let's see what's going on with those.
Anybody want to catch up on Billy Corgan?
No, I haven't talked to Billy in a long time, dude. I'm curious to see what's up with my bro.
Let's see. Billy Corgan calls out feckless idiots of the music business on CNBC.
sounds pretty arrogant of him. Just like him.
Does. Quite arrogant. Quite arrogant. Let's see. What is he saying? According to Corrigan, the tech industry is blowing music out of the water in terms of innovation, and that's partially why tech companies try to get musicians on their side. The tech world, quote, the tech world is just blowing music out of the water, but music and artists remain incredibly valuable to launching things. Hence, tech companies keep cycling back to music artists. Music artists need to figure out their true value in a free market, which they have been slow to do, really. He's just, like, complaining that he's not getting paid enough about something, it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like he's just kind of making shit up as he goes along, like I do with music.
Yeah, it is. What is he talking about?
Yeah, well, the bullet points say that ROI and we need to really focus and reach out.
Innovate. So innovate music. No one's stopping people from innovating in music, are they?
No. Especially
the problem is, people are fucking brainless idiots who only enjoy like 0.001% of music that is offered.
Yes, this is true.
I think I would blame music class for that.
I think I would. In a sense. You mean like,
you know,
taking a music class?
Because I'm saying like music class in school in general. They've like cut out all of music classes basically from public schools. And then my daughter goes to a private school, but the music class is like 1 hour a day, one day a week, where they like bang on some sticks or something. And the lady who teaches the class doesn't even know how to play an instrument. I can remember my personal music teacher when I was like in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, Mr. Ass Dude, he played like every fucking instrument. And he especially played the trumpet extremely well. But he played every instrument.
No, I have to completely agree with you. I mean, I remember when I was a kid growing up, music was a class or a part of a class.
Right.
From kindergarten through seventh grade. And then at that point, you got to decide, do I want to be in band or not?
Right.
But in those formative fucking gelatinous brain years, music was part of the fucking deal. You know, I mean, you had to take music, and you had to perform, and you had to do something.
Yeah, I mean, I remember playing with those sticks. Did you guys ever, like, do
the
sticks?
The sticks. We had the xylophones.
Right.
Clap, even just clapping and singing. I mean, that shit gets in a kid's brain, you know?
Yeah, that's how you got to exercise your kid's brain. That, I mean, really, they're worried about, if they could, dude, they'd probably put a screw gun in the fucking, like, in the first grade math. Or not math, but like here's learn how to use a screw gun, Johnny, or push a mop. They're just making worker bees. The world needs more worker bees.
If you have five mops and I take three away, how much longer can you fucking work for me?
If you have five mops and sell three to the guy, or trade three to a guy for a bindle of heroin, how many mops do you have left?
If you have five mops and then you pay me back for the three I fucking loaned you, how long are you going to be able to live in your house?
If you have a mop and you find yourself mopping the floor in the jail bathroom with Jeffrey Dahmer, what will you do with the mop?
Jesus Christ.
Did you hear? I don't know what I was listening to or watching on TV recently, but it was about the guy who killed Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wow. Somebody
and
killed him?
Apparently. Oh, yeah. Like 10 or 15 years ago. I'm pretty sure. It's been a while.
I knew he died. I didn't know he got killed. Wow.
Yeah. Some guy broke a fucking mop in half, dude, and stabbed it through him.
Fuck. Yeah, man. What a way to fucking do it.
Listen, this fucking guy was doing life, and he had it in for fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. He's like, I fucking hate Jeffrey Dahmer. I guess it was all known around the prison that this guy fucking hated Jeffrey Dahmer. Mm. And I guess Jeffrey Dahmer was, like, super arrogant in prison.
Wow, he's the famous serial killer. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, he used to make jokes about eating people and shit like that.
God,
honestly.
What a sick fuck.
Exactly what this fucking probably other convicted killer was thinking, but I mean, I'm sure this guy probably just killed some people in a fucking drug deal gone wrong or something. Probably didn't like prey on people. Yeah, and he fucking, I guess the guards like supposedly accidentally locked him in a room together somewhere, and the fucking guy killed him while he was in there.
Oops.
How awesome is that?
I accidentally locked them in together with a broken mop in one guy's hand.
He jumped on the broken mop handle 5 times.
He tripped. He was carrying a broken mop and he fell.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
He went right through his throat.
He had some prison wine and just kept falling down the mop.
Now, let me make sure, though, that that's not my Brian Williams version of events.
That's a great quote, dude.
All right, we're going to read this. Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, you ever notice that Jeffrey Dahmer looks a lot like Kurt Cobain?
Uh-oh.
Did you ever look at him?
He's quite a handsome man. I'd get to a band with that guy.
Google him really quick and tell me he doesn't look like Kurt Cobain. Do a side-by-side.
Oh, actually, you know, it's funny you say that. I always felt that Kurt Cobain looked like a cross between Dahmer and, what's the other guy's name? Manson.
John Wayne Gacy? Oh,
no,
my God,
Dahmer,
you're right.
Manson.
Let's see here. God, he's got a big fucking... But he's got a long Wikipedia page.
I'm sure he does.
Come on.
Yeah, Dahmer looks like V-Man.
Uh-oh, Dahmer was a heavy drinker. Ruh-roh. Okay, let's see. The morning of November 28th, 1994. Jesus, he was killed. We hadn't even lived together yet.
Nope.
Let's see. Dahmer was discovered on the floor of the bathroom of the gym, suffering extreme head and facial wounds. He had been severely bludgeoned about the head and face with a 20-inch metal bar.
Wow.
His head had also been repeatedly struck against the wall.
Cool.
Although Dahmer was still alive, holy cow, he was pronounced dead an hour later. What? Anderson had also been beaten with the same instrument and himself died 2 days later of his wounds.
What?
Scarver, who was serving... Okay, I guess this guy's Scarver. Okay. This guy Scarver killed this guy Jesse Anderson and Dahmer. What a fucking animal this guy is.
Wow.
He was serving a life sentence for a murder committed in 1990. Informed authorities, he first attacked Dahmer with the metal bar as Dahmer was cleaning a staff locker room. And Dahmer did not yell or make any noise as he attacked. He then attacked Anderson as he cleaned the thing. Wow. He had not planned them in advance, but he apparently felt like killing some people that day.
Hmm.
Made him a folk hero, it says right here.
We should make some sort of, like, fantasy football game that you play with, like, convicted felons and pit them against each other or
in
something.
In prison, like a Colosseum style?
Yeah, like some Roman Colosseum. Virtual Roman Colosseum.
Why not do, like, Running Man now? I mean, really, if you think about it, the idea for Running Man was, like, the first reality TV show.
That's true. Wow.
Because it supposedly was happening live, right?
Yeah, it was a big TV show.
I would like to. I would watch that. I mean, they got American Ninja Warrior. Why not take it one step farther and make it like fucking Running Man in real life? I don't think people have any trouble seeing people get killed.
These days, no. Especially if they're willingly get killed in a competitive environment.
Or especially if they're prisoners.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
If you take people on death row, for one, they've been sentenced to death.
So right, they're going to die anyways.
You can wipe your hands of that right now. No guilt. You know, that's just the
and
way it is.
Let's give a percentage of the proceeds goes to the prison system to pay for the upkeep of prisoners on death row for future episodes.
Give one a lance, give another one a cat of nine tails or something, and let them fucking have at it.
And you know what? All they have to do when he dies or whatever is, like, make a funny noise. Like, boing! You know what I mean? Like some crazy noise. And everybody's like, he died! Awesome!
No, they have to say some brand thing. Like, when he's dying, it's to be like, eat Vlasic pickles! Hey!
It's the best tasting pickle I ever choked on! That was my best Groucho Marx.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, right. I don't think I was Groucho Marx. That was more, I'm not sure what that was. It was like a squeaky fag voice.
Groucho Marx.
By fag, I mean European cigarette.
That's right.
Is that where they call cigarettes fags? It's England, right?
Yeah, I think they call cigarettes fags and a small bundle of wood.
And we call it fag because smoking cigarettes like sucking a dick?
I guess. I don't know. It always has been for me.
Sucking a dick?
Yeah.
We used to look smoking those Marlboro Ultralights.
I put the cigarette in the dick and then just kind of drag them both.
In the hole. I put a lit cigarette in the hole of the dick. It's something I saw in Pornhub.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, think about the sick demented shit that people are going to be doing like 10 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're already doing it. And the sad thing about ISIS is that when ISIS now, you know, people are fucking stupid enough and retarded enough in America that there's got to be a million people to be like, I'd join fucking ISIS.
Yep, I agree. I agree.
The guy, I mean, think of the people. I mean, that guy fucking shot John Lennon to get, I don't know, why did that guy shoot John Lennon?
I don't remember. What was his name?
Didn't have anything to do with Jodie Foster, did it? That was the guy that shot Reagan, wasn't it?
Yeah. God, what was his name?
And he's out of jail. Out of jail.
He is, yeah. He's out of. I think he's out of jail in like some sort of home custody thing.
I think his name was Lee Harvey Smith.
Yeah, Lee Harvey Jones.
Remember we were going to do those prank phone calls where we called up and told people we were going to change our name to something. What we should do?
We should order pizzas with like serial killers' names. Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer.
See who even fucking picks up on it.
Right.
We should call Delaware Subs or Tucci's.
I emailed
Southside.
Tucci. I emailed Tucci today.
What'd you have to say to the Tucci? Giving him some advice, some strategy?
Dude, I'm in a sub wasteland, man. There is no fucking good sandwiches anywhere in a 50-mile radius. And even then, we have a Subway here. There's a Firehouse Subs in Fort Smith. So I broke down. I emailed Dave Tucci. I was like, have you ever, like, packed a sandwich, an Italian gourmet, in dry ice and just fucking mailed it somewhere? And he emailed back and said,
dude, what?
He said, I've been asked a billion times, but I've never done it. And, of course, I thought,
why don't you just have him do that, but don't put the bread, don't put the meat on the bread. Send the meat and the bread separately, right? I mean, in the same thing, but so they're not put together. And then you put together the sandwich when it gets to you.
Well, that's what I think we're trying to figure out. Because he emailed back and he's like, I've never done it. We got to look into how to do it. So now we're on this back and forth thing. But when it's all said and done, I can go get some fucking capicola and a piece of bread, you know?
Can you?
God damn, maybe I can't.
Can you get capicola? I'd love to see. Do a day in the hunt for capicola in your little town, dude. And you go in there, people don't even know what Genoa salami is. They're like, salami? Yeah, we got hard salami.
Dude, I have to say, there is this place in town that has really... No, it's not a tie, but they have the best fucking just like stacked like, you know, two slices of bread sandwiches. And it's in this small mom and pop convenience store, like outside of town, run by these two old decrepit people. But they have a deli and they have like salami and roast beef and all this shit. And you go there and from like 11:30 in the morning till like 2:00, they'll make sandwiches, and like all the local blue collar guys come there and get sandwiches, and they're fucking good. They're not Italian, but they're fucking good sandwiches, dude. They're that.
Are they all
thick,
served
man.
On white bread though? Do they serve them all on white bread?
They have white or wheat. I mean, it's that simple. It's white or wheat.
No, but I mean square bread though. No sub rolls.
No. It's not sub sandwiches. It's square.
Don't they know how much better it would be if they just made it on the sub roll?
Well, they don't because
I know. That makes me sad. That makes me want to go in there and slap them.
There's a line out the door every fucking day at noon, so
I just can't do salami on fucking white or wheat. Just does not taste right to me.
Well, I've never had salami there. I always get like roast beef where they have this Cajun turkey.
Right.
So
turkey, a sandwich to eat on white bread.
Yeah, exactly. Or
I don't
wheat.
Really. Right, I prefer like turkey on white or wheat instead of turkey on a sub bun. But if I'm having salami and pepperoni and shit, It's got to be a fucking sub bun. No,
they don't have. It's not like Italian subs. It's just like sandwiches. Like you can make it home, but when you make it at home, it's like that big. And they put this roast beef on there and like gig. And he has a fistful of fucking meat and he's like bam, and a big slice of fucking sharp cheddar, and red onions
pickle.
And shit, and the pickle jalapenos, pickle. Whatever you want, and they're good. They're not Italian.
Did you ever go really in there high? Good.
No, I never have because I usually have it during the day when I'm working.
You should go on the weekend, get high, and go and see what it's like. See if it annoys you they don't have sub buns then, because it will.
No, I
like
normal sandwiches with just square bread.
I do, too. I love normal sandwiches. I do. I love normal sandwiches, too. But I love subs even more.
I do, and there's no place to get it.
It's phallic. It's all phallic.
We have Subway here.
Nothing satisfies me like a 12-inch in my mouth.
That's why we get along so well. But really, who has been in the sub business as we have, you deeper than me because you own the company.
Very deep.
What is your opinion of Subway? Because to me, Subway is like a fucking scam. I mean, they should be like almost prosecuted. Their shit is so fucking
horrible. Go in any fucking Subway in the world, and I'm saying this in the fucking world, and somehow the sandwich tastes like the Subway store smells, like cleaner, like some kind of industrial fucking cleaner.
It does. It tastes like, man, I don't know how to expand upon that because you got it right. It tastes like a cleaner, but almost like it's artificial is what I want to say. It's like they're
like
meat.
Paper, like a paper, a whole sandwich made out of paper tastes like fucking some kind of industrial strength cleaner.
It's like an artificial sandwich flavored thing that you might find at the bottom of a cereal box as a prize. It's like, oh, I got a sandwich.
Insanity, dude. How can a sandwich with lettuce and tomato on it be dry? Seem dry? It doesn't seem like it would be possible.
Well, it's because for every one slice of meat, there's like 48 grams of bread. It's all they're bread.
When they came out with that finding that the in their bread was that shit that they put in fucking yoga mats. How's that for fucking advertising?
Right.
They did finally get rid of their wedge cut, though. I will give them that much credit.
It's called. I know this because of
Connor Harrison.
Yeah, because he worked at Subway, and it was called the U gouge, where they carved they took that strip out, and they packed all that bullshit nasty meat in there, and then put that U thing back on.
Did? Whose fucking retarded idea was that? I mean, how much of the fucking sandwich do you want on the floor? There's a whole fucking loaf of bread, and then there's a 1-inch B cut out of the top with all the shit stuffed on it.
Honestly, I want the whole sandwich on the floor in my money bag.
Yeah, there you go. Now they actually use the cut that we use at Delaware or Southside.
Yeah.
Or Philly subs and pizzas.
Too bad the bread sucks. And there's way too much of it.
Yes, it does. But you can get 40 kinds of fucking disgusting bread. You've got like 40 flavors to choose from.
Have you ever heard, maybe I said this to you, have you ever heard Jim Gaffigan's bit on Subway?
I don't think I have.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
I'm intrigued.
You'll identify with it as I did.
Him drinking the other night was fucking killing me. I'm sorry. I texted you and said Gaffigan on drinking is fucking hilarious.
If you texted me, I didn't see it because I haven't had my phone. But I love Jim Gaffigan. I think he's funny as fuck.
Yeah, dude. I think that me and you and Jim Gaffigan should fucking put a show together, the three of us.
Absolutely.
I think he thinks a lot like we do, actually.
He does. He's an average fucking dude who doesn't mess around with trying to impress people. He's like, fuck it.
Now, another funny guy is Louis C.K. Are you familiar with him?
Holy shit.
But
dude,
his TV show sucks.
His TV show, well, here's the weird deal. I think his TV show sucks compared to a stand-up, but I didn't know about him until I saw his TV show. So I saw his TV show first, and I was like, wow, this is so different and weird and strange that I love it.
It's
and
depressing.
Then I found his stand-up. I have on my Pandora, have a Louis C.K. channel because I wanted to hear more of
that. Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
I never even thought of putting a comedy thing into my Pandora.
Oh, yeah. And
you are a trendsetter, sir.
And that channel funnels in Louis C.K., Jim Gaffigan, all these other guys.
Right.
Do that same sort of...
Zigzag and Rufus.
Yes, the real person, real dude humor, you know?
That's right. Real fucking... But you know what? Not humor for ignorant people. Humor for people with fucking IQ above 140.
Right.
Which is probably the lower end of what we're accustomed to, but yeah, well, you can listen anyways.
Well, I mean,
you might get some of it.
We're Mensa level humor here.
What is Mensa level? Is that above 150 or something?
Mensa is the genius club. You got to be a genius.
I know what Mensa is, but how high does your IQ have to be considered you could be in Mensa?
I don't know because I only think in quantum numbers, so I'm beyond Mensa.
Ah. I was, okay, can you tell me what the molecular weight of Mensa, the letters, would equal?
3.14589672.
Is that as far as you know to go on pi? Or did you just make up most of those?
Actually, 3.14 is all, that's as far as I can go on pi. I made up the rest. God damn you, Zigzag.
Dude, I was going to be super impressed. I know that you know all about Avogadro's numbers.
You threw me under the bus. My genius is tarnished.
Well, you know, it's not entirely my fault. You are publicly humiliating yourself on the show twice a week.
I'm going to get a nasty email from the boys at Mensa tomorrow.
Dude, you know what? All I can think about is every time I've ever heard Mensa, like someone... say Mensa or I'm in Mensa or whatever, I wanted to fucking punch the person and thought they were a pretentious prick.
It sounds like a female condition to me. Oh, I've got Mensa.
I'm Mensa straighting.
That's right. My panties are full of Mensa right now.
I use IQ the underwear or tampons.
Jesus.
They suck up 161 points of blood.
And my intelligence.
Do you feel like you have a pretty good memory?
No, I really don't feel like I have a good memory. Why?
I just am curious because, dude, you know, I've pretty much slow smoked my brain with pot, but I can still remember shit that we did in fucking on Roehampton or at Delaware or whatever, like it was fucking an hour ago.
Okay, yeah, like my long term memory. I feel, yeah, yeah. I remember all the Roehampton shit and high school and college, all that stuff. But you asked me what happened a week ago, and I'm like, I don't fucking know at all.
Imagine being one of those people that can remember, like, every moment of every fucking day of their life.
I really wouldn't want to be able to be. I'd rather remember.
I don't think I would either.
I'd rather remember. Honestly, I'd like to vividly remember life prior to 25 and forget as much after that as fucking possible. So
I could see that. I could see that. Except for the reincarnation of Hypersloth, dude. I'll tell you about the last couple of years since we've gotten this back together, and we really do have to get it on track. You know what? We can say tomorrow forever, but I read this thing, and it was from Tommy Chong, right? It was on his Facebook page. It said, if you're not living your life now, when will you? And I thought, dude, that's right. We got to get this fucking ball rolling. There is tomorrow never comes.
It's rolling right now. It's rolling right now. We just need to kick it up the hill, man.
Yes, you're right. And I got to finish those stickers for the Bud Buddy. We got a lot of work to do, buddy. We got a lot of work to do. Oh, see, that's why my back hurts. Now you understand why I have back pain.
Yes.
So many good ideas that need fleshed out.
This is true. But now, seriously, in regard to that, ever since I got this new tablet, because I don't leave the house because I work from home, so I don't keep my phone on me at all. So now that I have this new tablet, which satisfies all my content desires, I don't have my phone. So don't send me text messages. Send me emails. I'll see those. I won't see text messages in regard to Bud Buddy or whatever.
Can't you can't sync up your tablet with your phone for your text messages?
That seems complicated.
You can, I'm sure. I'm just, the only reason I say that, and it's totally selfish on my part, is because sending you a text or an email entails opening an email, finding an email that you've sent to me, responding to that email, and sending, where texting is like, hey, Rufus is right here. I can just text him something funny at 1 o'clock in the morning from right here without entering another era of my phone or whatnot. You know what, dude? I'm honestly going to stop working on my phone because I think I'm having trouble seeing lately.
You have an iPhone?
Shit far away lately has been getting blurry. Yeah, but I got the big one. So, unfortunately, I use it more like a fucking iPad.
No, that's why you can't take, like, everybody else that I deal with has Androids, and there's an app for Android phone that syncs, like, text messages from your phone. So, like, I can get text messages from anybody with an Android, like, on my desktop computer, and I can respond through my phone number to them. But,
right. But, unfortunately, I have Apple.
I'll have to find my – I don't even know where my phone's at.
So,
seriously.
Hey, dude, you want to keep getting the good ideas from me and the funny shit? Figure it out. That's as far as I go. I deliver the goods. You're the one that has to accept them.
That's true. Well played.
I can't help but always be funny.
Checkmate.
Checkmate. Nazi! Way to bring it back, man. That's
way
how we do on
bring
the
it back.
Happy Hour.
We're pros. We're
deep in. We're balls deep in this hour and a half. Can I even tell you how much I love this fucking show, dude? Can I tell you that the Hyper Sloth Happy is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me, other than the original Hyper Sloth.
Yeah, no, I agree. But it's frustrating that we got to get it out there, man.
I gotta say,
as much as I fucking give BTR a hard time, it's gone pretty well tonight. So
yes,
gotta,
it has. But I said that a couple weeks ago that it's like we have one good show and then a run of like 10 terrible shows.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
Come on, BTR. Be there for us.
Be there for us. At the expense of everybody else, because they have to know that this is the best shit going on. This is what they have going.
We are experimental radio, so we can pretty much do whatever we want.
Right.
We actually, you know what? We should put on our thing that we pretty much coined the term experimental radio. Have you ever heard that term before?
No.
Yeah,
never.
There you go.
I heard it first from you months ago.
Well, thank you very much.
I think I shall
trademark that.
I think I jotted it down in the show note. I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. Experimental radio.
That's what it is, though, is it not? It's radio with no boundaries. Here's something weird. Wow. I was reading this thing it was something on Facebook by, like, what kind of drugs were people on at certain shows, right? Like certain festivals, like Burning Man or whatever. And, like, 15% of people at Burning Man, we're on DMT.
Dude, I am keen to give that shit a shot.
Me too, unfortunately. But see, I'm also from that camp where that guy...
I'm terrified.
Right, that we read about. I don't know if my psyche could fucking handle that.
You know what? I'm not afraid about my psyche. That might be a wild ride. I'm really concerned about being an old man now. Like I don't know if my body could keep up with what I'm experiencing. I might have a heart attack or something.
Dude, it doesn't do it. You have to deal with it, though. It doesn't really affect your physical body.
What are you doing to me? You're convincing me even more. Really? I mean, like, the people that are tripping out.
I understood it. Well, because it only lasts, like, fucking 2.5 minutes or something.
But it feels like a billion fucking years, right?
Yes. I'm telling you, we should give away DMT to the inner city and see what happens.
We should try it. You and me, both.
I don't know, dude. You try it first.
You know, we should try it, like, live on air.
Oh my God, no! Where, first of all, where are you getting your DMT? We'll have to go to Burning Man just to get DMT.
Where do you get deep web, the dark web, dude? We'll get it.
See, you don't even know what you're getting. I wonder if you could like make DMT.
Of course, you can't make DMT.
Somebody's making it.
I'll look it up. I'll talk to Joe Rogan.
Yes, call Joe Rogan.
We got to find
out what's up on the DMT front.
Seriously, I think this temporal world with its fucking dirt and brick walls and shit, I'm done with that.
Ready to be free?
Let's move beyond. And I think our audience is, too. They're like, please take us with you. Just get the fuck off the
Oh, my God. Can you imagine DMT live on the fucking air?
I could,
but
could
you even talk, though? Do you talk?
I don't know.
I don't think you could report what's going on. You can be like, I'm in a parallel universe where fucking ones and zeros are lining up as giant fucking, who the fuck knows what you would see. Fuck.
What a marketing fucking pull. We build it up for 2 weeks. Look, we've got it. We're going to do it.
Dude, we train.
We train
for a fucking year.
And then we do the episode. And the episode is like the first 30 or 40 minutes is just us doing a normal thing. We're talking about it. And then we take it. And the next, I guess, 2 minutes, even though a billion years, is boom, it's it. Do you know how much traffic that would get just if we really built that up?
I know that I would watch that happen.
Everybody who's
watching people go out of their minds on that salvia or whatever the fuck that shit was.
Exactly. And how many hits did those fucking videos have on YouTube? Everybody who's interested in that shit would come across, you know, our build up to it and then tune in. And we would lose our minds for 2 minutes and spend a billion years on another planet and then come back and be like, I got to pee. But it would be awesome.
Speaking of which, I actually do have to pee.
I do, too. That's 8:27. Let's call it quits. I think the show went really well.
Let's call it quits tonight, and we will pick this up on Thursday. What do you think?
I think so. Let's give BTR. I think they did well tonight, even though they kicked
BTR,
us off.
You've got a 6 out of 10 tonight.
I'd go say 6.5 out of 10.
Play a song. Play us out with a song, dude, and see if it kicks us off automatically when you hit the song, like it did to me last week.
All right.
Goes to a 6.
Let's do Beer's Food. I think that's a good one.
All right, Beer's Food, folks. Check it. We'll see you Tuesday or hear you. We'll talk to you Thursday, 8 Central. 7 Central, what the fuck, group? I'm out of my mind. I'll catch you next week.
All right.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day sweet sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of commitment highs. Yeah, beer and food, that's what it's for. Beer and food, I get all the time.
you're listening to Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zig Zag and Rufus.